This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I don't know how much you're going to hear Todd today on the show because he put a full year's salary on the winner at the Kentucky Derby. And yeah, as we know, that's like...
Well, we did bet on the right horse, but it was just like a buck.
Seven-figure salary. You're kind of ruining my story here.
Yeah, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story there, Scott.
But
we did bet the right horse, though.
You have the right horse, just the wrong amount of money. That's what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. I hate when that
exactly.
happens.
Exactly. Yeah, well, for every time we bet the right horse... Let's just say it's the first time in 53 years that we bet the right horse. But
here we go on a Monday. Here we go on a Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. I have a riddle that needs to be solved. I'm hoping you can help with today on the program. That'd be good. Mike Lindell, the founder of, the inventor of, the genius behind My Pillow, will be here on the program today for a conversation about some wonderful things they are doing and about that amazing pillow. I love his stories because he always has great stories. You know, last time he was on, I think we were talking about a call he got from President Trump, who wasn't President Trump yet. Invited him up to Trump Tower and got to know him. And trying to remember, we might have talked to him once since then, but... He always has good stories, so we'll see what he's up to today coming up in the program. We also are going to get a recap on the legislative session from the landowner's perspective. Troy Coons was a regular with us throughout the legislative session from the Northwest Landowners Association, so we'll get their recap on the session coming up next hour as well. And a busy week, actually, will be at Vision Bank in West Fargo tomorrow. We're going to talk with Matt Dean, a Republican from Delwood, Minnesota. He's announced his candidacy for governor of Minnesota. Please save us. Please save us. Right? There is like a kindergarten-sized class, I mean, big, running for governor of Minnesota. But people I know think the world of this Matt Dean, so I'm looking forward to meeting him on the air and giving you a chance to hear him. And we said earlier, North Dakota needs to sort of help Western Minnesota find their way a little bit, because really Western Minnesota can't have the kind of influence just in passion and turnout and everything else that'll trump what's going on in some of the bluest of blue areas of Minnesota. So we're going to pay a little attention about fixing that right there. They need to be better neighbors, and Republicans know that. Congressman Kramer, the weekly talk radio town hall on Wednesday, and Congressman Kramer will be at a couple of town halls in Bismarck and Mandan and Minot this week, and encourage folks to take that in, participate. I want to talk about the changes proposed in the House of Representatives related to repealing and replacing Obamacare and health care in a second here, but certainly that'll be a popular topic. It'll be this afternoon in Minot, 4 o'clock at the Classic Rock Coffee Company. For folks in Minot, Congressman Kevin Kramer, Coffee with Kramer event, 4 o'clock, Classic Rock Coffee Company, Minot. Tuesday, tomorrow. Thursday, later this week, Thursday, May 11th, Mandan at noon at the Mandan Eagles, and at 5 p.m. at Bismarck at the Eagles. Okay? Those are the events that he told us about on Friday. The last time I attended a Congressman Kramer coffee event, it was a town hall event, it was in Fargo a couple months ago. It was the first time I remember in a long time, other than what it would have felt on election day if Hillary Clinton had won. But I had a fear. I had a fear for this country because I was at this town hall event. Now, you shouldn't go to a town hall event where people express their political opinions one way or the other and have a fear for the direction of the country. But it's the same thing I'm feeling once again. All those same emotions came rushing back after observing and, to a limited extent, engaging in some of the dialogue about this on social media. I don't even like myself when I go back and forth with some of these folks. I mean, they irritate me because it's very obvious. They hate Donald Trump. They hate Republicans. They love Obama. They love Obamacare. And I don't care if you told them in black and white, chapter and verse, you know, notary seal, the whole works. No. What you're saying about pre-existing conditions in the Trump plan isn't true. Here it is. They don't care. At that point, you have to ask yourself, why do I even have this conversation? I have a lot of clips from a couple of the Sunday shows that I think is pretty good information about this. I could find you chapter and verse everything that is being said here by Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, by Reince Priebus, the Chief of Staff for the President of the United States, for Tom Price, a doctor, a former member of Congress, and now the head of the Health and Human Services, that directly contradicts what they're saying. They don't care. They don't care. So that brings me to a larger lament, head-scratching moment. What does that mean? What is that? What does that say for the future of the country? Now, I'm using the health care debate right now because it's front and center. And here's my opinion, by the way, on whether you like it, whether you don't, whatever. It's one-fifth of the way through. There's all kinds of things left to do. The House has done their first part. It goes to the Senate. They go to conference committee. Then they have to go back to each and vote on it. Then the president has to sign it. You have different layers that will be added. There's all kinds of things to do. Judge them on the final product. Do not, and I'm telling you, people do this, and I feel badly for them. I'm not making fun of them, but I don't understand it. They freak out. I have a sister, I have a brother, I have this is terrible, it's awful, you can kill people, you can... I mean, seriously, are you an adult? You're going to buy into all the horrible, horrific things that are going to happen because somebody put up a Facebook post? So, we'll spend some time on the facts today just to give you some peace of mind about, for instance, the pre-existing condition debate. I pulled some clips for that. But I'm curious, this fine audience, do you find this to be true, that you can't even have a conversation? And should we just bake that into the cake? That's how it is now? Or should we try and change that? Do you care? Does it matter? I don't know. I'm like, seriously, we can't have conversations anymore? We can't say, well, what about this? Well, you might have a point. I got to dig into that. No, it's just Trump is the Antichrist to these people. They love Obama like some kind of worship I've never seen. And Obamacare was the best They can't even, I mean, look, you could find any newspaper in America that was telling you about premiums that were going up year over year, companies that were pulling out of different states. This wasn't like propaganda from some Republican. This was a fact. In the news. They act as though Obamacare was like a gold standard. The only thing it was the gold standard for was putting us on a path to socialized medicine. And maybe since some of these people love Obama and the fact that, you know, that was a stated goal of his and some of the supporters of this thing, like that Gruber fella, maybe that's what they want. So they're freaking out because their chance at socialized medicine is gone. I don't know. I'm happy. I don't know. It just worries me a lot, and I realize I'm not contributing much in the way of solutions here. And if it doesn't worry you, I don't care. Maybe it's just whatever. It is what it is. That's the way it, you know, it's going to be. You can't have a debate. Fine. That's okay, too, I guess. I don't know. What do you think? Please tell me. You're the smart ones around here. And what's on your mind? 258-0550. Gene and Mandan first. Next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your mind, 258-0550. Todd is waiting for your text right now. That is if he's still working with all that Kentucky Derby money. 226-8503 is the number that gets you right to Todd's, the palm of his hand. Everything you've ever want to do right there in the palm of your hand. How about that? And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me, 367-2054, 367-2054 to text me. And let's just see here a second, should we? Oh, I know. I wanted to celebrate the caller of the day from Friday's program as an incentive to get you fired up to be today's caller of the day, brought to you by Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Listen up, foreman, job sites. You're on the drill side right now. You're working for an oil company. You got a few headaches. You're dealing with multiple vendors. The good folks from Delta Constructors do it all. Turnkey well sites. They do it all. Literally everything. Okay? That's what you want. The electrical, the mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, the pipe insulation. I mean, load the line, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules. You get in the drift, they do it all. They do. So that's why we say one call does it all. And here's the Delta Constructors one call does it all call of the day. Janice in Beulah, a first-time caller, and we're thrilled. What's on your mind?
Why doesn't the president say, I've got a pen and I've got a phone, like Obama did, and make things happen?
How about Janice? She just wants a little more Donald Trump bravado. And not many people these days ask for that, Todd. So we said, you know what? That's bold. There's the call of the day. I got a pen. I got a phone. I got a, you know, go to it. I love it. Okay, Gene and Mandan, tell me what's on your mind.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Say, first, I just want to say I totally agree with you in trying to talk to people about anything, whether it comes to healthcare or virtually anything, conservative versus liberal. Very, very hard to have any kind of conversation, whether it's healthcare or abortion or immigration or any hot topic issue, without having a war. That being said, I think there are some people out there that still are smart enough to have debates and things like that. But for the most part, not at all. Facebook, I tend to stay away from that just because, I mean, you say one thing and then you get your head bitten off, and I mean, it's just a never-ending battle on Facebook, so I try to stay away from that. But the reason why I was calling was I wanted to talk a little bit about healthcare. First of all, the pre-existing conditions thing, I just wanted to say, I mean, a lot of people might think that I'm wrong here and that I'm being mean or whatever, but I believe that insurance is still a business, just like any other business. They're out to make money. And as far as pre-existing conditions are concerned, I don't understand, honestly, why somebody with a pre-existing condition would be allowed to still get insurance for the same price or whatever as anybody else. I mean, that's like having your house burned down and then wanting to go get home insurance, or getting into a car accident and then going to get insurance for your car because you didn't have insurance. It just doesn't make any sense. So why does it make any sense for health insurance? And with that being said, with this whole healthcare thing, I mean, I'm not one of the Democrats or liberals that's going to sit here and slam Trump and things, but I voted for him. And when I did, I kind of was under the assumption right away, it was repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. Let's get rid of this mess. You know, it's a mess. Costs are going through the roof. And the reason why I think costs were going through the roof is because Obamacare is a single payer healthcare system, which means the single payer is the government funding the insurers, not giving the people the chance to go out and buy their own, which is, anytime you have government involved in an industry, it's going to drive prices up. So with this new bill, I'm not seeing any of the single payer things. It's virtually Obamacare light. And honestly, I don't think that prices are going to go down. And if they are, I would like to see somebody explain to me how the prices are going to go down from this.
Yeah, you said a lot there, but I mean, there are more market-based solutions in this than there were in Obamacare, so I think that's where the
right
pressures will
from
go on price.
From what I understand, a lot more is going to be a lot more decisions are going to be given to the state, which is good.
Exactly right. Absolutely, it's good, and that's, by the way, the fail-safe on pre-existing conditions. Back to your point on that, I would just say that's a political decision. I am with you in a philosophical sense to say, well, you know, again, willing seller, willing buyer, right? You should,
right.
If you have that, you know, on the other hand, you should always have these catastrophic plans and insurance. So many people, we've gotten lulled into this idea that you can have a low deductible, a low, premium subsidized by your employer, and you go to a doctor and it's just like a buffet. I'll take one of everything, and
right.
There'd be no impact on your costs. And it's that's my thing. We don't own our own health care. There's no, for the vast majority of people who go to the doctor, there's no incentive to want the doctor to do less, to spend less
right.
on you. The incentive is to say, it costs me no more anyway. I want everything.
Right.
So, you know, that doesn't work. But, I mean, we got to do this in baby steps. We had one foot towards socialism here with the Obamacare system. You got to go the
Absolutely.
Other way.
Donald Trump said during the campaign,
look, here's the deal. Over and over and over again, all across America, I hear about people concerned about pre-existing conditions. Hear me clearly. We are going to include something that will take care of you. So he can't. Gene, go, you know, screw it. I changed my mind. You
right.
can't on that one.
Right.
So it's
right.
a political deal.
And one more thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against not insuring anybody. I'm for Medicaid and Medicare. You know, let's take care of people that make less than $30,000 and the elderly and things like that. But as far as other people go that can, then, you know, middle class people and things like that can survive on their own. I mean, you're on your own, just like everybody else that has, like I said, car insurance, any other kind of insurance. I mean, it's the same thing. Healthcare isn't any different than home insurance or car insurance, in my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. Cal and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I think the advantage to what they call the sausage making of laws is that we did come up with a plan for pre-existing conditions in that the way it is right now under Obamacare, is insurance companies rate everybody as though they have a pre-existing condition, thus the very high rate. Whereas if we take people with pre-existing conditions and put them in a pool that the government supplements those premiums so they're covered and let everybody else take advantage of the free marketplace, that's why rates come down.
Good point, Cal. Hang on a second here, and I'm going to play something. I don't have time before the break here, do I? Just hang on, Cal, if you would, through the break, and I'll play a clip of Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, specifically speaking about how they've done those pools in, I think it was Maine and his home state of Wisconsin, specific to, again, facts you're not hearing anywhere else, which sort of shut up George Stephanopoulos. It was kind of nice, actually, yesterday. So I'll play that for you when we come back, and welcome more of your calls. Finish with Cal Minot, Tim and Botno, you're right behind him, and Dave, an email. First up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hoeven how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
But it was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause, they have a lot of money, they have a platform, but they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hoeven for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 1-800-316-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hey, I have some free pie. Yeah, that's right, America's Best Pie, Village Inns, with locations in, I think there's two in Fargo, right? And one's just about into West Fargo, one in Moorhead, and one in Minot. So a few places where you could take advantage of a free pie. All we need is a story about your mom. By text for Todd, 226-8503 for me, 367-2054. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or call us at 800-228-0550. Press 1 when you call and leave a message or talk with us live on the air. Either way, just tell us the story about your mom. Email, text, call, and two lucky Village Inn pie winners. Every single day, all week long, leading up to Mother's Day. Cannot beat a deal like that. No. You know, something that mom really likes is for their kids to be gainfully employed, to have a good job, right? I mean, this is something mothers pray for, they root for, they want that all along. And Polar Service Center is the beneficiary of a few moms making a few phone calls to say, I heard about these technician jobs that pay up to $32 an hour, full benefits, health care, the whole works, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with the employer match. Honey, you got to look at this job. Right now they're looking for a experienced service operations manager in Kildare, service writers and welders as well. They also, of course, have the positions open for every kind of technician post in Williston and also in Billings. Give Gary a call for all the details right now, 701-495-3592, 701-495-3592. So Cal in Minot brought up the pre-existing conditions and some innovative things that are being done. Listen to what Orion said about this yesterday. See what you think of this, Cal.
Under this bill, no matter what, you cannot be denied coverage if you have a pre-existing condition. Under this bill, you cannot only not be denied coverage,
more.
You can't be charged higher. Let me finish my point. You can't charge people more if they keep continuous coverage. The key of having a continuous coverage provision is to make sure that people stay covered and they move from one plan to the next if they want to. It's kind of like waiting until your house is on fire to then buy your homeowner's insurance. You want to make sure that people stay covered to keep the cost down.
But
in the most recent
update that was added, no, that is one point. I just want to get in on that point.
So let me finish my point. That's right. So I was getting there until you just cut me off. The point of this bill, in those states that get a waiver to do what they need to do to make it work better in their particular states, has support exactly for that very person who, if in the course between a year, get extra aid for support for pre-existing conditions. And on the state waivers are on the condition that a state has a working high-risk pool to help specifically that person with high pre-existing conditions. Let me give you one example. In Wisconsin, we had a really successful high-risk pool. 10% of the people in the individual market in Wisconsin were in the state high-risk pool. They had 8 or 9 plans to choose from. They could go to any doctor in any hospital they wanted, and their premiums and copays were cheaper than they were under Obamacare today. And the other 90% of Wisconsinites in the individual market had better health insurance, cheaper health insurance, more choices. That is what we want to get to. And you can't say for healthcare in America, one size fits all, one rule for the entire country. Our states are different. In Maine, they had an invisible risk insurance program, which is the model we use for this bill. And that said that you didn't get a different healthcare plan. It's just if you became catastrophically ill, subsidies kicked in and supported your health insurance and your premiums so that you didn't have premium shock. And what that did is it lowered the cost of premiums for everybody. Because if a person gets a catastrophic illness and state and federal subsidies kick in to support that person, it means all the other insurance plans don't have to cover those eventual costs and you stabilize that marketplace. That is the approach we're having here because our goal is this, George. Get everyone access to affordable care, including people with pre-existing conditions, and that is not happening under Obamacare. Obamacare, the premiums are going up double digits, the deductibles are sky high, and choices are evaporating to the point where 1 in 3 counties in America have 1 insurer left, and now we're learning those last insurers in many states are pulling out. So this is a crisis. We're trying to prevent this crisis, and we think we have better ideas. And by the way, in Wisconsin we had a good system, in Maine they had a good system. Let the states, because states are different from one another, let the states perfect this while making sure we have multiple layers of protections for people with pre-existing conditions. We're proud of this. We're proud of this effort. It's us keeping our promises, and it's much better policy than what we're seeing with Obamacare.
All right. That is Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, with George Stephanopoulos on This Week. What did you think of that, Dan? Cal?
Well, at the end of, I think it's that interview, Stephanopoulos says they didn't read the bill. Well, that's, they only didn't read the last amendment, which is only 3 pages. And it's like when Nancy Pelosi chastises the House members for not reading the bill. Well, she's the one that said, you got to sign it before you know what's in it, about the 1,700-page Obamacare. So it's just amazing that people don't call them out on that.
No, what's irritating to me is that none of these questions were asked of President Obama. Or the Democrats who rammed Obamacare through. None of this. And now all of a sudden, George Stephanopoulos decides to be hypercritical here. And by the way, Paul Ryan just shut him down there. Completely shut him down.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
A question. Isn't any kind of health care bill the first step toward single payer?
I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
Before Obamacare, we didn't have a health care bill. It was free enterprise.
Yeah, although there were, it was Medicare, Medicaid, and other things. But no, fair point. I mean, I think what this is trying to do is undo it all. Appreciate the call, Cal. Thank you very much. There's more on pre-existing conditions. I thought Ryan Spravis did a pretty good job, the chief of staff, too, explaining it. Tim and Butno, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I guess I just finished listening to Cal, and he pretty much said the same point I wanted to make, other than the fact is, when Paul Ryan was saying it's not one size fits all, when this originally started with this Obamacare, it could never be passed as health care. They had to go to court and make a tax out of it. Now, Trump's in. Now we got to find another health care. It's all smoke and mirrors because originally this should never been in the government to begin with. They just, the liberals, throw that Trump card out there on the table and said, well, here's what we got to deal with health care. Now we're dealing with it on the second time around. What? This should be gone. The old repeal thing? That's what I was excited about. I'm going to give you an example for myself. I didn't sign up for that, so I get penalized every time I pay my taxes yearly. Last year in the summertime, we got another bill for $190, and I actually thought it was some IRS scam that somebody was trying to pull. So my wife called the IRS, and they said, no, this is an addition too. My wife said, well, we paid our penalty this spring. She said, the lady said, no, this is above and beyond that. We have to pay that. So my wife told me about it. We called the agent again. It was a guy answered this time. And we said, so where does this end? Where does the dollar stop? Because I know every year it gets higher and higher. And he said to me, up to, but not including taking your home. This government health care, I'm telling you, needs to go. It's a tax that I'm paying for something I don't even use and I could care less about. All these other add-ons to it, like pre-existing and all that, I understand pre-existing. My dad dealt with that. But how did we get this conversation? This conversation should not even be. It should be insurance companies selling insurance. Do you have any idea how many insurance agents and the people who work for them and their secretaries and the holders, all that stuff? It's. I'm sorry. I just get irate over this, and it's frustrating.
I appreciate the passion, but it is. And by the way, it's not just health care. It's so many things. If we went down the list, it'd be really scary. But I see this as a line of defense against that and getting some of the power back to the states and getting some of the free market solutions in there. But it's not going to be an overnight fix. There is a long line of strong thunderstorms that is affecting Wells and Eastern Sheridan, South Central Pierce, Kidder, Eastern Burley, Northwestern Logan, Northeastern Emmons, and Western Stutsman counties this morning. A Doppler radar tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Goodrich to Braddock. About 40 miles an hour is what the system is moving eastward. Half-inch hail, wind gust to 40 miles an hour. If you're seeing any of that, let us know. Harvey, Napoleon, Steele, Medina, Fessenden, Tappan, Streeter, Goodrich, Hertzfield, let's see, Tuttle, Martin, Pettibone, Dawson, Woodworth, Cathay, Robinson, Braddock, Lake Isabel, Driscoll, and Bowdoin. Heavy rainfall occurring with these storms and many leading to some localized flooding, according to the Weather Service. So don't drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. Okay, Todd, don't do that. See a flooded roadway, you don't go, I got to get there, I'm going to go. Just saying. Isn't that kind of obvious?
It would seem like that, but then in the 7th and 9th underpasses, every time they flood out, there's always somebody, and it's a late model SUV every time, too. I'm thinking, if I'm still making payments, I'm not going to attempt to float it. I'd be a little more cautious with it, I think.
I have this little problem with my foot, and I ordered a little, bunion protector or something. And my wife found it online and orders it up, and so it comes in this package. And the package gives you this big warning. Like it's like an old Ziploc, right? Warning, to avoid danger of suffocation, keep this plastic bag away from babies and children. You don't say. Here's the next one. Do not use this bag in cribs, beds, carriages, or playpens. Gosh, I was going to get
into
the little...
somebody did, though. That's what led to that. Is somebody did. Somebody somewhere. Oh, we better put a label on, because look what happened over here.
This plastic bag could block nose and mouth and prevent breathing. This bag is not a toy. Oh, my God. I know that. Mike and Perm, save me. You have a mother story. Let's hear about your mom. Mike, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was watching the cat. my mom was a very impressionable lady. When we went to the movies, sometimes it really made a great impression on her. We went to see Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know, the black and white with Kevin McCarthy. Well, anyway, a couple of days later, after we saw the movie, my dad and I are standing in kind of the doorway of the kitchen talking. And
you're going to have to keep us in total suspense here. Because we're coming up on a break. So, your mom was influenced by the movie The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, she was sneaking down the back steps with a
broom. Yeah, we're going to find out here. Hang on, Mike. Don't go anywhere.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. 4 for 4. 4 items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right, they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, king size $1.09, standard size 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the importance of having an emergency action plan.
So many times when there is any type of an emergency and, you know, employees especially don't have a plan, panic sets in. But you know, our school systems have proved through fire drills over the years, right, that when you have a plan and you execute that plan, you can save lives and injuries. You know, we haven't had a single fatality in a school in the United States with fire since 1980. That's because they have a plan and they practice that plan. So that's the concept that we want everybody to wrap their arms around.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, so Mike and his mom see Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and after the movie, what happens, Mike?
Yeah, well, she quietly picked up the broom, and she starts sneaking down the basement steps. My dad and I are watching her. Then my dad had to say something. He says, "Oh, looking for pea pods." My mom looked up, yelled at him, and said, "Oh, you shut up." And she came up the stairs with that broom. I mean to tell you, the back door of the yard was right there. I went out that door. My dad chose poorly. He went through the living room. Then we met out front, and he says, "I think we better let mom cool off for a while."
So your mom had a pretty good sense of humor with this whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Been afraid to give it to dad. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I was lucky. I was a little fast faster than he was.
Well, but I think it's kind of cool that you take I think it's kind of cool that you take your mom to the movies, Mike. I think that in and of itself is worth a free Village Inn pie on us. And I apologize in advance because you'll have to choose from triple berry or French silk or strawberry rhubarb or caramel pecan silk supreme or coconut cream or caramel apple apple a la mode, lemon supreme, banana cream, lemon meringue, Hawaiian strawberry, key lime, cherry. You get the idea, right?
I got the idea. All right, I can feel if I spend my rides in City Morgan, I need a whole new zip code.
So hang on, Mike. Hang on, we'll get your address and we'll mail you off a little certificate so you can take advantage of that. Manny will get your address there, and we will get you a pie. One every hour on this program now until Mother's Day. How about that, Todd? Not bad, huh? So
not
get
bad
in
at all.
And you don't have to call if you don't want to call. You just want to text it in. You can do that, 701-226-8503, 701-367-2054. Email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or call the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Okay, extension 1. And tell us a story about your mom, and you'll win. We are brought to you today on What's On Your Mind by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. The 4-for-4 deal all day, every day is great. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of the best cookies on earth. And I'm telling you, even if you just come in for the cookies, just come in and load up on the cookies for any fun family celebrations you have, just to treat the kids. They're fabulous, really good. Locally owned at PetroServe USA. 4-for-4 deal, though, is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 2 cookies, the 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, I promised you more ammo on the pre-existing condition thing. This is Wright's previous from yesterday. It's pretty good. Todd, roll that. Roll cut two. Cut two of Wright's previous.
In this bill on pre-existing conditions, 176 million people across this country get employer-based insurance. This does not affect pre-existing conditions for those people. Number two, it doesn't affect pre-existing conditions for Medicare recipients. It doesn't affect pre-existing conditions for Medicaid recipients. So now you're down to about 9.5 million people, and it doesn't affect anyone with continuous coverage. Even if a governor, which I'm not sure that's ever going to happen, takes the waiver option, it wouldn't affect anyone with continuous coverage. Now let's just assume that there are some people that might not have continuous coverage. They might not be on Medicare. They might not be on Medicaid. They might not have employer insurance.
There are millions
of
people who fall into that.
And the governor takes a waiver. We've put billions, not millions, billions upon billions
over 5 years
into high-risk pools to buy down any premium that they would have to pay for. And that's just in the House bill. What this tells you is that when President Trump brought Billy Long, Fred Upton, Greg Weldon, and Dr. Burgess into his office last week and said, fellas, let's work it out. Let's make sure that this pre-existing condition is taken care of. President Trump made it happen, which should show every American how committed he is to making sure that if you have a pre-existing condition, this president is not going to let you down.
All right. There's more good facts for you. He walked you right through the 176 million. So the facts are out there. Those tears are pretty good. In fact, a listener here is sent me one already this morning that I'll share here coming up. Bev in Willow City is on the phone. Hello, Bev. What's on your mind?
Hi. I agree with the fellow from Motno who said insurance, the government has no business in health insurance. And here's kind of why. Now, I don't think the government is in vehicle insurance. The only law the government is says you've got to have liability if you're going to drive a vehicle. And look how many kinds of insurance for vehicles we've got to choose from. But with health insurance, it seems like we've got no choice. And that was the purpose of Obamacare, was to get rid of it. But they told the stupid insurance companies, oh, we're gonna force everybody on insurance, so you're going to make lots of money. And the stupid insurance companies fell for it. And then on this pre-existing conditions, you know that I had one 50 years ago? on, but I'm right. I'd had thyroid surgery for 9 months. If I'd had any hospital bills or anything for that, but they wouldn't have paid for it. And that made sense. There are people with special high health problems. You got to expect that your insurance is going to cost more. If you drive a Cadillac and...
It's going to cost you a little more. Good points, Bev. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Ed in Fairmont, you're next. Plus Michael and Dale from MyPillow and more. Come on.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena, music stars and classic cars at the Hop Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson,
Earth Angel,
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
She comes from Tallahassee. Woo! She got a high five dance.
And Saturday performances by Brian Hyland. Joey D and the Starlighters. And Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit MyKnot.org, MinotaurosHockey.com online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook. Every level, boy.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.